The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Odds O'Brien gets fired. Funny you should mention that, because like one of the odds things sent me a basically who's going to get fired first. Jay Gruden, the obvious favorite. They have O'Brien, the second favorite. I say no chance. There's no chance they fire that guy.
I don't think he gets fired this year. I could see it.
Honestly,
going into next year, sure, but
I don't even know if it'll happen then.
But I think he's safe for this year
because the GM would have to fire him. Yeah, I think
sports fans make up these weird, tacky rules. Like you're initiated in some kind of a gang. Like if you're tired of that team, quit fake cheering for him. You don't have to. Oh well, I signed up for, like, you didn't sign a lifelong contract with some football team. Don't be a dummy.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz you can't hit us on the Blitz Facebook page because Aaron's not here. Aaron's apparently drinking a lot of beer because he keeps unlocking things on Untappd on Twitter.
That's why I don't connect my Untappd to my Twitter.
You can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Juggalo underscore Trey 23. You can also text the show, and you can hit us up on Twitch. Missed the first 2 hours. A lot of sports, then some Toad Venom. And we're not going to relive the reclining debate. Those of you who recline are just bad people, including you, Addison, says, what are you doing that's so important that you have to sit up straight on a plane? Hashtag I recline. I'm 6'3", okay? That's what I'm doing that's so important. So when you recline, you're bashing my knees. Not me, because I'll be honest, I got so sick of people doing that I just upgrade now every time. I just spend the money. I don't care. I don't want to have to deal with you because I don't want to have to shove my knees into your back the entire trip so that you're as uncomfortable as I am. So
what happens if there's not an option to upgrade?
I just got the economy plus and got the front row. It was like $73.
Yeah.
So that there's nobody in front of me.
Yeah, because I wanted to upgrade on our flight to L.A. wasn't an option. Because, you beat me to it. That's my biggest problem with upgrading is I'm a late check-in guy.
Yeah.
Which means that
they're usually gone by then.
They're usually gone.
And just, you know, I've told you guys this before. Like, when I'll check in the day before, I'll check the price then. And then I check and see how many seats are in first class. And so if there's 4 or 5 seats, I'm going to wait until the next day because they'll cut in price. They'll cut in half.
Yeah.
But like this one I thought was a fair price and there were only 2 left, so I jumped on it. But then on the flight back, I kept looking and it was the same price and it was more than I wanted to pay. And there was only 1 seat and I'm like, yeah, somebody's going to pay for that. So I just grabbed the economy plus that was in the front row. And that was like $73.
Yeah.
And it's worth it. You don't have to deal with recliners. And, you know, I got tired of complaining about it. I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to spend money and not worry about it and let them go and recline on somebody else and be horrible human beings. And see, I'm guarantee you that 936, you're about 4'2". Are you talking about reclining on a plane? Those seats go back like half an inch, and unless you're 300 pounds, you can't notice from behind.
Yeah, you can.
It's not about
which, by
weight.
The way, if they go back 2 inches, like, so does that make you feel super comfortable to lean back 2 inches?
It's not about weight. It's about height.
Yeah, we said we're not going to get back into it. I don't want to get into it again. It just upsets me.
Those of you who are making that argument, you're just terrible people.
That's why humanity's failing.
Yeah, you're awful people, and I have no respect for you. And you're probably 4'2".
Is this Brian or Byron?
It's Byron.
Okay. Should put the Y before the R then.
The poet?
Yep.
What's up, Byron?
Definitely Brian, but that's okay.
Oh, okay, Brian.
No. First off, just want to say that I agree. People that lean back on the airplane are extremely inconsiderate. With that said, who do you think I should start this week? Would it be Austin Eckler or Melvin Gordon?
You in a PPR? Oh, well, I guess to me, honestly, if you're in a PPR, the answer is easy to me. It's Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
If you're not in a PPR, I don't think it's as cut and dry, but I still think if I had to choose one, it'd be Eckler this week. And then probably going forward after this week, it'll be more Gordon. But if you're in a PPR, Austin Eckler's still very viable.
Yeah, he's still going to get touches, even when Gordon's back.
Yep.
And he might even be more effective with fewer touches.
Because they're not going to give Melvin Gordon a full workload this week. I can't imagine. So
409 says he's 6'6", and he splurged and upgraded his seat for the first time recently.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, he says it's the only way to go. So, yeah, that's the easy solution for it. So I don't care about you guys anymore. Do what you want. I avoid you. I think I've had one incident.
Is your wife on the same flight as us to London, or is she on a different flight?
She got it booked.
Okay. Are you guys going to fly normal people class, or are you going to upgrade?
Well, I think we're talking about it. We'll probably stick with normal people class because actually normal
international, people... International, you get a little more space.
Yeah,
huh?
You get a lot of space. It's actually better. It's better than first class on some flights. So,
yeah.
I mean, it just depends. Right now, she was able to get her flight for like right around $1,000.
Yeah.
So we'll look at it as we get close. It'll be the same thing. We'll wait till it gets closer and see what the upgrade is. So... but yeah, I don't know. And then she really wants to stay an extra couple days, but I think the way this is set up, we're going to have to miss a couple shows anyway. I want to get back cause I don't want to miss too many shows.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to extend my trip. Especially at that time of football season. Although that could be the death knell for your Texans. Finally.
Could be
when Gardner Minshew, knocks him out in London. I don't know.
When is Nick Foles supposed to be back?
I thought initially it was like week 10.
Boy, what do they do if Gardner Minshew's got them really playing well? If they're leading the division.
I still think Nick Foles is a better quarterback.
I do too.
I know the guy's doing well for him.
But you hate to pull the hot hand.
You do, but I'm pretty sure.
And Nick Foles has been on the other side of that before. I mean,
they're going to be 500 by the time he gets there. I'm pretty sure. But we'll see. I mean, that is a good question. It is a valid question. It is one of those things that it doesn't come up a lot. But, yeah, if you've got a six-round pick going out there and just killing it, and if they've got a winning record.
Yeah, what do you do?
And the guy's playing well? Boy, I don't know. That is tough because I think they're a better team with Foles.
I mean, probably so, but I don't know how great Nick Foles. I'm not as high on Nick Foles as everyone else seems to be.
I think he's pretty damn good. I don't think he's a superstar, but I think he's a damn good quarterback.
I think he'll get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, he was an upgrade over Blake Bortles.
Oh, that's without question.
But so is Gardner Minshew is an upgrade over Blake Bortles. And that's why they're 2-2 and tied for the division lead, AJ.
All right.
How about those Jaguars?
How about those Jaguars? Guys, how about that TGS insurance? How about that? And I've been telling you about them for a while, and I always tell you, well, you could be saving a ton of money. Average customer saving $870, $870 on their home insurance. And how about I tell you about some of these guys? Patrick J. from Cyprus, he saved $1,320 this week. James D. out in Katy, $1,450. Gene F., the big winner this week from Huffman, $2,404 he saved on his home insurance. And when you think about it, okay, that's 1 year. Think about if he just stuck with his old insurance for the next 5 years. I mean, you're talking about over $10,000, close to $12,000. You can't afford that. You can buy a Hyundai in the next 5 years with that money. Guys, if you own your home, you've got to check out TGS Insurance. See if they can help you. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. If they're beating what you got now, great. If they're not, what have you lost? Nothing. And let's say you just re-signed with the other guys. They don't care. They'll take care of all the back end stuff. You can just sit back and start saving money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving now.
Hey guys, you know what? You want to afford to upgrade to first class? How about get those high interest credit card bills down? And I've got a solution for you. That way you can recline there and do it to your heart's desire. All you have to do is go to my friends at Lightstream, because you can pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's much lower than the national average interest rates, over 20%. And some of your cards may be higher than that, even if you've got good credit. And they believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. The application's quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone. Can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Just for the listeners, apply now. Get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, Trey, do you think you get NHL Network on that TV? You were just asking me about Brady Tkachuk. He scored 24 seconds into the game.
Nice.
1-0 Ottawa.
My man.
Yeah, that's...
I think we might have a TV outage.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I could tell something weird's going on because it's just floating around. So
does that mean I'm the first person in the league to put something on the board?
I think you're probably in first place as of right now.
Woo! All right. Well, let's call it. Let's call the season right now.
Well, you're playing me this week, so I don't really want to call the season. so are you guys going to play any poker or visit a brewery in London from Niles? I don't intend on playing poker.
I'll definitely visit breweries.
Yeah, yeah. There will be beer.
My entire Saturday will be spent in Brussels drinking beer. So I'm visiting multiple breweries, not just in London, but in Europe.
Yeah, I'm making
moves.
I'm definitely going to be hitting a few places. I'd actually like to get to a soccer game while I'm there.
Not me.
I think that'd be fun.
But it's dangerous.
It's not dangerous.
It is, certainly.
Everything's dangerous now. You can't walk across the street anymore.
You know what's safe? Going to Brussels and drinking beer.
How do you know that?
There's no crime there.
How do you know that?
Come on, Fred. You know that.
You could be sitting
there.
You
know the Belgians are a peaceful people.
Yeah, they just rolled over when Germany came by, right?
Yeah.
So when I ranked the AFC South coaches, I had Mike Vrabel fourth. I had Bill O'Brien third.
Are you looking to change that?
Well, I'm just going to tell you what Vrabel said today, and I want you to tell me if this is something Bill O'Brien would have ever done.
Okay.
And I think he just nudged up a little bit in my book for this. They had 4th-and-1 at the Falcons' 10-yard line with 13 minutes left, and that would have put them up by 14, right, if they get that first down and go on to score the touchdown. Derrick Henry got stopped for a 2-yard loss. And so it's still they were up by 14, so it was still a 2-score game, but he could have kicked the field goal and made it a 3-score
right.
game, right? And Atlanta didn't do anything. But here's what he said. Given the opportunity, I think probably the proper decision, not knowing if you're going to get it, is to go up 3 scores. That's how it goes. You make a decision that is decisive. I always think we're going to get it when we go for it. If I get the chance to do it again like everybody else, just be better and go up 3 scores. I wanted to put the game away.
I don't mind that.
No, he came out and said, I screwed up. That if I had it to do over, I would have kicked the field goal. Can you ever imagine Bill O'Brien saying anything like
no.
that? No. And I respect that because you know what it means? It means you learned. And when does Bill O'Brien ever do anything like that? I mean, other than bad play call. Bad play call.
We got to get better. That was a bad call.
He just, my job to do that.
Yeah, and he's never...
It's not my job.
He never answers any of the questions. He just... Yeah. Oh, well, it depends on the team. It depends on that. Yeah, I was listening to his crap today, and he's just not answering questions as usual. But he'll never admit he did something wrong. He'll just say, we have to coach better. We have to play better. Even when people give him specifics. And here's what we should have done differently. Yeah, all he had to say Sunday was, yeah, I shouldn't have used the challenge there. I would have had a timeout left.
Yeah.
If I had it to do over, I wouldn't have challenged it. Instead of giving some rambling, stupid explanation. So Mike Vrabel up a point. This is going to be like the stock market all season. Mike Vrabel up a point. O'Brien down a point.
That's fair.
Yeah. And listen, guys, quit texting your nonsense about why it's okay to recline. It's over. That debate is over on this show. It's simple. You recline, you're a horrible person, and you should be ashamed of yourself. And stop trying to convince me otherwise, because nothing you say is going to change my mind. That's it. There's good and bad people. No, there's only
bad people on that side.
There's only bad people on that side. Sorry.
We try to be all inclusive around here.
Yeah.
But
no, but there.
If you do
bad
that,
ombres.
We draw the line. Yeah.
You know, go be friends with Charlie.
Yeah.
So
listen to Charlie's show, the reclining show. It's what the chair is designed to do.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well. I guess I'm just going to stab you with this knife because that's what it's designed to do. They're supposed to stab people. So somebody says the Royal Standard Pub is all time, oldest ever pub in England.
It better be close to my hotel.
Yeah, we're in the same hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, we were looking at one that was actually closer to Wembley, but we wanted to be in the middle of everything. So we got a really reasonable rate on that thing, by the way.
Dude, that hotel is really fancy.
Well, initially we were supposed to be in the same room, but then the wives wanted to come, so I just decided, well, we'll get our own room.
Well, yeah, I mean, the other thing is, no offense, we don't want to share a room.
No.
We see each other at work. If we had to go and shower in the same room, it's too much.
I don't share rooms with anybody.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that.
I don't even like being in the same room with the wife, to be honest.
Oh, I do. She has sex with me.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes.
I meant my wife. But that's okay. Well, maybe she does, too. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't. That's the one thing I'll be a diva about. Wherever we go, I just want my own damn room.
Yeah.
So that I can, because you know what? As much as I'm kind of a clean freak at home, I like to throw my crap on the bed, other bed, and just, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's why I can't be roommates with you. I like.
Well, no, I wouldn't if there's somebody else in there, but when it's just me, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't, because at least, now, if it were Airbnb, I'd be different. But, man, it's a hotel. Who cares?
Yeah.
I can actually, it's like one of the few times when I can actually just say, screw it. I'm just throwing this stuff all over the place. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. Grimjow says the reclining argument's like MJ versus LeBron. It comes up every few months. No, it doesn't. It's not coming up again. It's been decided. There is no discussion of it. Somebody just brought it up because Charlie does it.
It's not like MJ versus LeBron, because that's a debate where there is
a debate.
Yeah. This is like Wayne Gretzky versus other hockey player. There's no debate.
Yeah, this is like murder versus parking ticket.
Yeah.
That's, you know, who gets more time? Well, apparently, if you're a white woman, parking ticket.
That's like Michael Phelps is the best swimmer of all time. You take a different point.
Ryan Lochte all the way.
Okay. It's like that discussion. You're 100% wrong.
I know.
See? Like, that's the reclining one.
Yeah.
You're 100% wrong.
It's not a debate. There is no debate. You're either, basically the debate is how bad of a person you are.
And by the way, Trey, you're doing a pretty good job.
Thank you.
For the most part. Can you untag me from your race car discussion on Twitter?
I don't know where, I think Brother Bear tagged y'all in that. Yeah. I know, so that's, if you're, not y'all's thing.
If you're going to continue the conversation, just remove our names from that conversation.
Yeah. You got it.
Thanks.
I don't want to be anywhere near that.
Understandable.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You were talking about the Joker earlier. Did you see what happened on Kimmel with Joaquin Phoenix last night?
No. Well, I was busy watching the Joker. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was there.
Well, he was on Jimmy Kimmel. It turns out they did a clip of basically behind the scenes where he's going off on some dude. And it was
like, was it like a Christian Bale about the lighting?
It wasn't quite that bad, but it was pretty bad. He says the constant whispering, just shut the bleep up, dude. I'm trying to like find something real. Bleep, dude. Bleep. Sorry, bleep. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Yeah, it kind of is. Bleep. I know you started the bleep share thing, Larry. Bleep, making fun of me like I'm a bleep diva. It's not even an insult. Cher, really? Singer, actor, dancer, fashion icon? How's that a bleep insult? Bleep, I can't do this, man. I don't know if it was one of those things where it was kind of a setup to be funny or if it was they actually got him, but he seemed genuinely surprised by it. So,
well, he was probably hungry during the making of that movie, is my guess. Mm. So maybe a little extra irritable. Because, oh my God, he's so skinny.
Really?
It's like and he spends a lot of the movie with his shirt off.
Yeah.
And it's like he's uncomfortably skinny. Like malnourished.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to be the Joker.
Yeah, but no other Jokers were taking their shirts off. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. But to fit in that purple coat and not look like a fatty, you've got to be 90 pounds. Well, I mean, that's, you know, because if you go back, Cesar Romero wearing that thing looked fat, even though he wasn't a fat man.
Yeah.
Because purple is not slimming.
Well, I will say he does a lot. It's more of a maroon, like a maroonish brown.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to see how that works out. So he says, loving Trey in the booth. Please have him do a superhuman. This is for the Juggalos and Juggalettes. Woot, woot.
Anybody got any light bulbs and a table and a ladder?
Yeah, you'll eat the chip, but you won't let me hit you with some light bulbs? What's going on?
I mean, I feel like one of those things, the pain lasts shorter, and it's probably the light bulb.
Yeah. But he wanted to be on your favorite show, The Usual Suspects.
Why do y'all keep putting that on me? I like I said, I'm staying neutral.
Let's put on OU Mike.
Really? Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to compliment Trey on a hell of a job he's doing. That guy's like Octomom. He's producing his ass off.
There you go. Thank you. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, for him, yeah. What's the other one there?
You want to take another? LT?
Yeah, we got time.
He's talking about Billy O.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports.
Hey, I have a question. So, do y'all think, what team has Bill O'Brien had to where you feel they could have been better?
This team. I mean, this team, last year's team, basically every team. Every team since he's gotten Deshaun Watson could have been better. But particularly last year and this year.
I wish you'd hung around because I kind of want to know what his point was. There has to be more to it than that.
That was
right?
Bill O'Brien, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know what his point was. I mean, oh, well. Is he trying to say the guy's a good coach?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he's an O'Brien guy.
Yeah, maybe so.
And we found one. We've actually opened up the phones to be like, hey, if you're an O'Brien guy, call in, and we haven't gotten anything. So
could have been better. Well, pretty much every one of his playoff teams. Okay. There's always one. No, I don't mind hearing that argument. I just like to hear why.
Right.
I mean, because that's not a debate there. That's just a statement that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Okay, let's dive deeper into it. So, what are you trying to say? Is that he's gotten the most out of these teams that you could possibly get? I think that's silly, but I'll at least listen to that argument.
Yeah.
Bring a little more next time, okay? All right, guys. Tell you what, you want to bet against the Texans Sunday? You know where you can go, mybookie.ag. Maybe you want to get down on your Astros to win the World Series, mybookie.ag. The games tomorrow night, games all weekend, college, NFL, you name it. Really? Mybookie.ag. And nobody pays out faster. That's the best part about it is you win, you actually get paid. And you can bet games after kickoff. You know, if you want to get parlays, teasers, whatever you want to do, they got you covered. And if you're going to go anywhere this season, bet at mybookie.ag. And people ask me all the time, it's like, hey, what websites do you use? I only use mybookie.ag. Sign up today. MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager. How about that? They'll double your first deposit. And once you're signed up, they send stuff all the time. Just use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You got to tell the people.
I want to tell the people about Top Brass Military and Tactical. Guys, one of my favorite stores in the area. If you have not checked it out, I've been telling you about it for a couple weeks now. And actually, they've been on a few different times with us. But if you are an outdoorsman, you are police or security or just a military fanatic or an active duty member, then this is the store for you. If you are active duty, they've got all the insignia, all the boots that you could need. They've got it all, and they've got a ton of the greatest brands for you know, basically everything. 5.11 Tactical, Under Armour, Yeti, Pelican, Condor, Gerber, TruSpec, and much more. They've got all the boots, all the holsters, all the bulletproof vests, all the jackets, all the helmets. You got to check this place out. If you're into that sort of a thing, if you're an outdoorsy guy, this is the store. This is where you can get the gear that the real military is using. You can get the gear they used to use too, like the stuff that I used 20 years ago, but you can get the good stuff that they use, like, you know, now, that's way cooler than that stuff. But whatever you're into, they've got it. Top Brass Military. They've got two locations, 2500 North Freeway and in Stafford on 11941 Southwest Freeway. Stop by, tell them AJ sent you. That's Top Brass Military and Tactical. Find out more at topbrassmilitary.com.
All right. On the Twitch channel, Brewski420 was asking, he's been away for a while, how did Juggalo become the producer? He's just filling in today. Aaron will be back tomorrow, we think. Andrew's back.
Andrew tomorrow.
Andrew tomorrow, and then Aaron will be on Friday.
But Aaron will be here tomorrow. He'll just be working somewhere else.
Yeah, it's just shuffling the deck right now. ATF wants Juggalo Trey to smoke Colorado toad piss. I don't know that it's piss. It's venom.
Wouldn't that kill me?
No, it'd just mess you up, man.
Yeah, we can't have him passing out.
You wouldn't do fentanyl, right, Trey?
No, that would also kill me.
You don't do drugs, do you?
No, I'm straight edge all the way.
I don't know.
You don't drink either, really, huh?
Not really. No, I'll have a vodka Red Bull every now and again.
You use regular Red Bull or sugar free Red Bull?
Regular.
It's a lot of sugar. You like sugar?
Yeah, big time.
Big time sugarhead, huh?
Yeah, that's my only drug.
What's your vice? Like, what if I said, Trey, what's the thing? Like, do you smoke?
No, of course not.
Okay, and you don't drink?
Nope.
You don't do a lot of sex?
Yeah, that's true. We've well established this.
So what would you say is your vice?
Probably Dr. Peppers. As lame as that sounds, that's probably my biggest vice. I drink a lot of Dr. Peppers.
Like, what's a lot? How many a day?
Like two or three.
That's not that bad. When I was your age, I was slamming five or six of those things, so...
Yeah.
What about NASCAR? NASCAR's a vice.
Yeah, that's definitely a vice.
How do you feel about Diet Dr. Pepper?
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, it is pretty gross. They say it tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper, but I don't believe that.
It just tastes bad is what it tastes like.
Yeah.
It's funny. I used to go through so many soft drinks when I was younger. I can't tell you the last time I actually had a soft drink. I might have had a Sprite when we were in Vegas. Because they had Sprite out and they'd run out of water. That might have been it.
Out of water? Okay. Sprite it is.
Well, when we were in the broadcast area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the water thing had run out and I needed something to drink. So, but I think that's the last time. And when I was his age, boy, I would be slamming that stuff 3 in the morning, 3 at lunch, a couple in the afternoon. Of course, I was also... I didn't eat much. I did. That basically was a sugar freak like that.
Yeah.
That's all I did because at that time you have a metabolism where you can do that.
Trey, you eat much?
I have about one meal a day.
But you eat horrible food.
Yeah, I eat the worst. That's my vice, eating the worst food.
How often do you eat frozen meals?
Not that often, actually. Like, my aunt will cook up some chicken every now and again, and I'll have some of that and, you know, just eat some dinner with family, you know?
Okay. And then you like to go to Chili's.
Oh, yes. Chili's, greatest restaurant of all time.
Okay, you just lost all credibility with me.
That's a recliner argument type of thing.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, if you enjoy it, good for you. You're not hurting anyone else, like, if you're reclining.
That's true.
Oh, I've got a little bit of breaking news.
Yes?
Guess what's going to happen? I guess we're singing the national anthem on Saturday at the Astros game.
You?
No.
Me?
No.
Well, then who cares?
Clay Walker.
No,
it's baseball time in Houston, folks.
Yeah, baby.
Clay Walker.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, say, can you see? Clay Walker. Clay Walker. Oh, well, I don't know. I don't ever listen to the national anthem unless I'm at the game, so I don't really care.
Wait, how many, was Dr. Pepper your soda of choice back in the day?
Big Red.
Oh,
I loved. You always say I have the
taste of a 10-year-old.
Yeah, it was the same way. It was that like Big Red, Mr. Pibb, and Dr. Pepper?
Oh.
And unpopular opinion, I like Mr. Pibb better than Dr. Pepper. Even though
how much did
exactly
you weigh at your peak weight?
You mean
at your highest weight?
Oh, my highest. Up until I was about late 20s, I never got over 200 pounds, and then
okay.
After I got married and had kids, I got up to 295 at one point.
Okay. That's not as bad as I would have thought.
No.
You never hit the threes?
No, never did.
Okay.
Because once I got to that, and then I actually lost 110 pounds.
I mean, when you get to 295, don't you kind of like want to test it?
Yeah,
you're like, man, just pick up this last five to say I've been there.
To be honest, I may have gone over at one point. The only reason I knew I was 295 is because I went I was going on this diet, and I had to go and get weighed.
Yeah.
And I weighed in at 295. And then at one point, I got down all the way down to 180, and I looked like I was about to die.
Yeah, that's
and
not
so
a great
205 to 210 was about the best area for me. And, you know, right now, if I can get back to 215, 225, I'd be happy. So one says, Trey sounds too straight and narrow. Sounds like he has a secret life, like he runs a hidden fight club.
No, I do believe that Trey has probably got some really deviant habits that we don't know about.
Not really. I'm actually really boring. I just kind of chill, you know, and play Madden 07, you know, hang out with my friends.
What console are you playing Madden 07 on?
I got an old PS2, and I don't know. I'm really into
it. That is so Trey. That is so Trey that you've got a PS2.
Like, why don't you have a PS3 or 4?
I got both of those, and I play those every now and again, but I'm really into my Madden 07 franchise.
It was 07, they didn't do it where you could start carrying your franchise over into the next...
I don't think they've ever done that.
Yeah, they have.
Really?
Yeah, you can transfer your franchise into the next year's game.
Hmm.
That's relatively new, though.
Yeah,
I think so, too. It wouldn't have been in 2007, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Who's on your team?
I got Vince Young as my quarterback.
That you're really into that team?
Yeah, I drafted Calvin Johnson with the first overall pick.
You're going to make Calvin Johnson retire early.
Yeah, I know.
Giving him Vince Young at quarterback.
He's already going to retire early, so.
Yeah.
And I have two teams. I play as the Titans and the Cowboys, and I'm tanking for the Cowboys right now. Probably going to trade Roy Williams for the first overall pick.
I got nothing.
That's my Madden 07 breakdown.
All right. Well, hey.
This is that is about the most Trey thing ever.
Like, don't you, I mean, imagine if you just put a little bit of effort into getting laid, Trey.
I don't really care. Like,
I know, but you have to admit when you were having sex, it was kind of fun.
Not really, no.
Because she was a bad person, right?
Yeah, she like bit me really hard a bunch, and I would tell her to stop and she wouldn't bite or stop biting.
I feel like, yeah, your first sex partner, you chose a really bad one.
Yeah, I think I chose the worst.
Did you delete that girl from your phone?
Yeah, I don't talk to her anymore.
Good. That was smart of you. I told you, just delete her, because otherwise you'll be tempted to go back.
No, not tempted to go back.
That was an unhealthy relationship for you.
The worst.
I'm glad you got out of there alive.
Yeah, me too. Like, I was worried, you know?
I didn't want you to be victimized anymore.
Yeah, it was not good. I had a bad time, and I don't know.
So has that turned you off of women for good now, you think?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I still like women, obviously, but...
obviously?
Yeah. Well, I was making a joke.
Okay.
But yeah.
You'll ever get back on the horse?
Yeah, maybe someday.
Okay. You have any apps downloaded to help you?
No, not at the moment, no.
Okay. You could do it.
I think so. I appreciate your patronage there, AJ.
I'm not buying anything from you.
I know that, but like, well, what's that word when you're like somebody's telling you a bunch of good stuff and like
the advice?
Yeah, I appreciate your advice.
Okay. Yeah, I think now, I mean, would you agree that it would probably be easier for you now to get laid because you're on the radio sometimes?
No, because I don't know, like maybe. I mean,
how many Twitter followers did you have when we met?
I think 300.
How many do you have now?
Let me check.
A general guess would be good.
2,088.
That's a really general guess. Do you think that, like, if you met some strange chick and she looked you up, and she's like, oh, he's got 2,000 followers. She might think like, oh, maybe he's got some connects. Do you follow more people than follow you?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you got to get rid of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You need to go Thanos half of them.
Yeah, there's just some great follows, you know?
But if you follow too many, then you can't see all the great follows.
That's true, too. Yeah, you make a good point.
I'm full of them. Sorry, friend.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And you're good at advice, right?
So, I am. I'm great at advice.
And maybe you could advise people on getting a new career.
Yeah, and the place to go, my computer career. A lot of people unhappy in the jobs that they've got now. You can change it. Mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. That's right. And all you're doing, you're attending class live online or on campus twice a week. That's it. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Mycomputercareer.edu. Quit going to a job you hate. Quit going to a job that's not paying you enough money. Quit going to a job where you hate your boss or he asks you uncomfortable sex questions. Guys, you don't have to do it anymore. My Computer Career will help you get into the industry because they work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. Mycomputercareer.edu. It's My Computer Career.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Only one segment to go. Man, this is flying by. Trey, very, very popular on the text line. Listening to Trey's breakdown of his Madden 07 franchise and hearing names like Roy Williams, Vince Young, and Calvin Johnson on sports radio in 2019 is killing me, from Deacon. I love this segment. Ha ha, Madden 07, wow. Peyton Girl Texas says, how old is Trey? He doesn't sound old enough to be having sex, let alone kinky sex.
I'm 17.
That's not true.
That's not true, and you would get us in trouble for talking about sex on air when you're 17.
Tell people how old you really are, Trey.
24. Yeah.
All right.
This is awesome. Please have Trey be your new producer. That segment was fantastic. And then Justin.
It's so funny to think about that, too. He's 24 years old, which means when Madden 07 came out, he was like, what, 12?
Yeah, that's about how old I was. Really the game that got me into football, honestly.
Hmm. Everybody's surprised you don't play NASCAR on there.
I have NASCAR 2005 Chase for the Cup.
Oh, okay. Of course you do.
I've played NASCAR video games before.
I have too. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
It's one of the things. I like NASCAR video games more than I like actual NASCAR.
It's like wrestling video games.
Wrestling video games way better than pro wrestling. Like, it's not even close.
And then finally, Justin said, my wife, when I described to her what Trey looked like, holy bleep, that's not a black lesbian.
Wow. You know, I'm really offended by that, you know?
Why?
I don't know. I just became social justice outrage guy.
Don't worry. There's nothing to be offended about on this show. All right. Let's do famous deaths. This is wrap it up the way we do every Wednesday. And Trey gave me 2 pages of death. You're supposed to be playing Dust in the Wind here, sir. There you go.
Gotcha. Sorry about that.
Don't stop apologizing. So we start with some celebrities. Paul Newman. Which Trey put on there because he was a race car driver.
He's also in Cars.
He is. Dies of lung cancer at 83. That's a good run. I'd take 83 right now. James Dean. Is that the sausage guy?
That's Jimmy Dean.
Oh, okay. He's dead at age 24. Famous James. I know who he is. Monty Hall. made his deal with the devil at the age of 96.
That's Dude, a, that is a good run.
Yeah, that's a great run. Gene Autry, also a great run, 91. Rock Hudson, not so great run, 59. Nipsey Russell, who was a very funny man, not to be confused with Nipsey Hussle. He died at 87 in 2005. All right, let's... Wait, I'm going to skip down to Daniel Boone. Died in 1820 at the age of 85. 85 in 1820?
Yeah.
That's Damn. A great run.
Yeah.
That's like 110 now. Let's see. Not good. All right, let's just skip down to our best deaths. 2017... Hugh Hefner, dead at the age of 91.
Oh, pretty good run also. For great. Someone who had unprotected sex with lots of women.
Yeah, that was a great run. Tom Clancy, his sum of all fears, was dying at the age of 66. 1803, Samuel Adams, the American revolutionary and politician and beer guy.
Yeah.
81 years old. That's another really good run. And then I can't believe it's been 2 years since Tom Petty died.
Yeah.
That one still makes me sad. All right. Here's your porn stars.
These are Trey's porn stars.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not going to mention a couple of the names he put in best deaths because it's disrespectful to Hugh Hefner, Tom Clancy, Sam Adams, and Tom Petty. That's a pretty good group right there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put the world's shortest man and the British birth control pioneer on them, okay? Just not going to happen. All right. 1982, he, Navred Reef, was a small-time porn director in the 70s. Okay. Care to guess how he died? He was also involved with a large credit card fraud scheme.
He was murdered?
He was shot 11 times, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
I would have said suicide.
You put him on here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You would have guessed right. If you didn't guess right when you put him on here. All right, 1998. I'm guessing this is a guy, J.D. Ram. It's a pretty good porn name.
Sounds like a truck.
Yeah.
Well, he's putting it in the garage every night. How did he die? 1998.
Car accident.
Heroin overdose.
Damn.
2002, Woody Long.
Why are there all these male porn stars? Usually we don't have male porn stars.
I know. It's well, that's what it says about Trey.
It's not that way.
I didn't make the list.
Jeremy. No, Woody Long.
I'm going to go, what year?
2002.
I'm going to go butt cancer.
He had a stroke, fell down a flight of stairs, and hit his head.
So partial credit?
Yeah, I'm going to go with, yeah. Probably injured his butt on the way down, so I'll give you credit for that. Chico Wang, a.k.a. Wanker Wang.
It's all dudes, Trey.
I didn't make the list.
Yeah, I think we know how Trey rolls here. That's okay.
I'm not that way.
That's okay.
It's okay if you are. No one's judging
you. We don't judge. We're supportive of everybody here.
You talk like a black lesbian.
I only like AC.
Oh, would you top or bottom, AC?
No, neither. I was just joking.
You middle?
No. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Do you remember the last Wanker Wang movie?
No.
What's your favorite Wanker Wang movie?
I'm not familiar with his discography.
I don't know. You knew that he was Chico Wang, a.k.a. Wanker Wang.
Aaron sent me the list.
Oh, sure he did.
Uh-huh.
How old was, or what year did Wanker Wang die?
2007.
That sounds like a car accident.
Overdose.
Damn.
And then one more. Elis Diamond, or Ellis Diamond. I don't know.
Guy or girl?
A girl. Actual girl.
Okay.
October 1st, 2010.
Murdered by pimp.
It says murder, details sketchy.
Okay.
She was a prostitute working in Prague when she was killed by her client, or perhaps her pimp.
Yes!
Point. And that is your deaths. Oh, man. Well.
Who you got tonight? Rays, A's?
I think the A's.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about betting. Well, I'm not betting it, but going against Charlie Morton.
Chuck.
But Mania's pitched so well, and I just think this A's team is sneaky. They're both sneaky. They're pretty much the same team, really.
They're similar.
Yeah, it kind of gets lost. They both of them won in the high 90s in games.
Mark said, how many times did Trey apologize during the show today? Somebody should do a what are the odds about that. I counted four. So, you know, that's okay.
How many times should he have apologized?
None. Not on air.
Appreciate that, Fred.
Not on air. I mean, you know, that's...
save his apologies for off the air.
Yeah. But even then, there was no reason to apologize. We know... Listen, it's your first time. We knew you were going to
have... short notice.
Yeah. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. And you know what?
How would you grade yourself today, Trey?
Probably give myself a C.
Okay.
You know, probably a C minus.
What were your grades like in school?
About the same.
Okay. Yeah.
See, I honestly was going to give you a B plus. You had one really bad mess up that keeps it from being an A, but you recovered pretty quickly. And just, I mean, for a first time, believe me, we've had much, much worse.
How's Andrew going to do tomorrow, you think?
Better than me, probably.
I don't know. I'm telling you, that was a really good first effort, Trey.
Will Andrew do the show topless?
No, probably not.
But if he does, man.
If he does, you'll be watching, right?
No.
Yes, you will.
I'm not that way, guys.
Him and every female listener we have will be watching.
What, Trey, you should have done the show topless today, Trey.
No. Then they really would have thought I was a lesbian.
When you go swimming, do you wear a t-shirt?
No. We got to go to break.
Do you wear a t-shirt when you go swimming?
There is no break. This is the end of the show.
You do?
Yes.
You're the worst person, Trey. You realize that makes you look fatter.
I know it does.
Especially
when it gets wet and sticks to
you. Every heavy set guy, don't swim in a t-shirt. It doesn't work. All it does is, it's like, you know why there's wet t-shirt contests? Because it hugs the curves.
All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's life advice.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I'm going to give him a B+. I thought he did a really good job for a first time. Going to give Hoffman an A+. I'm going to give myself a solid C- today, which is not awful for me, but, you know, functional.
We're going to do it again.
You just went down to a B for turning my mic off when I'm not done.
To turn off mic four.
You'll get it figured out. All right. Tune in tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.